about after all the what do we call Garza, the forehand assassin?
Yeah.
Is that what the episode was?
And then, right. And then
the forehand master. Tony?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely should have, like, at least asked Scott Stokely a question. That probably would have been smart.
That it just included the forehand. I think what did it is...
We'll just have to have him on again.
Right. But I think, like, why I avoided it is because everyone knows him for that. So I wanted to give him time to talk about stuff that people don't know him for. Like, I wanted to give him time.
So true.
For him to talk about stuff that's not just public knowledge.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But
I think we did that. I think that was really successful.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could, regardless, I think we could have went back and asked one question about the forehand, and he would have found some way to turn it around into something that is not public knowledge, because that's just who he is.
Also, we could have, like, asked a question that wasn't, you know what I mean?
That wasn't
public knowledge. Public knowledge. Like, yeah, a non-public knowledge question.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Fuck. Words.
Worse. And he would have brought up something that is public knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's a talker. He loves to talk, which makes having him on a podcast easy.
And he has good stories. Like,
oh, yeah.
Really, really interesting stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I feel like he fits in with, like, the younger generation, but because he is older, what, 50-something?
Yeah.
He's been through so much and so much stuff that even... like some of the top disc golfers haven't made it through. Even like some of the older disc golfers like Cale and Greg Barsby, like, you know, he's been through stuff that even they haven't been through. And so
right.
he has stories that, you know, almost no one else on tour. I mean, no one else on tour will have the same stories as him, but.
But he has just an incredible story. It's,
yeah.
It's really. It was a lot of fun. I don't know. I enjoyed them all. I enjoy all of the interviews equally, but that was really awesome.
Yeah, he's just a fun guy. Fun guy. He's a mushroom.
I feel like we vibed well, too.
Yeah. Dude, anything but maybe, like, I don't know, Nazis. I'm pretty sure Scott Stokely could vibe with anybody. Like, not to put it like, you know, like, we had a great time with him.
Why should you have to bring up Nazis?
Because that was like the worst of the worst, right? Is like that's
oh,
like
okay.
That's like the thing is he can vibe with anyone, but like the worst of the worst is the idea behind my
and
comparison.
Not a Nazi.
He's not a Nazi yet. No, for sure. He's definitely not a Nazi. If that wasn't clear. That obviously wasn't clear to Kyle. So there's people out there who it wasn't clear to. Scott Stokely is not a Nazi. Just to clarify one more time.
Just to clarify.
And that was our ad. That was our freaking go listen to the Scott Stokely interview, episode 96.
Go ahead and check that box off. Yeah.
Yep. Like, if you're listening to this now, just, you know, put it on pause. Come back here after the, like, two-hour interview.
It's such a long interview. It was so awesome.
It was fun. I mean, if it doesn't come across in audio, then you're missing out on a lot because he was
You can watch the
awesome
video
on
the YouTube or on the Spotify app. So,
two options.
Check that out.
You have two options.
Those are the options.
Those are the options. They're good ones. They're good ones. No matter what, you'll be happy. I mean, and it's not like...
It could be worse.
It's not like if you give up at an hour and then come back to it, you're not going to, you know, it's not... It's not like a continuing story. It's all just us bullshitting about whatever the hell comes to our mind.
Right. Sometimes nothing. We asked some of the questions, but not even really most of the questions that we had prepared, did we?
No, we were just
freeballing it.
Asking questions, and then he was just Scott Stokely and just talked. And it was great because there was literally like no pressure to try to keep him on, and there was no pressure to. And I mean this in like the nicest way possible. It was harder to end the episode than it was to like make sure we had enough time. And that's why it's 2 hours, because it was like he had so much more to talk about that it's like we could make 18 hours of podcast right now if I wasn't about to fall asleep because I'm so tired.
Yeah, he was quite tired. I was just so... I was getting burnt out by the end of it, I think, but that's just me being on camera. It just makes me tired.
Yeah. Nope, I was just, like, normal tired. Like, I want to keep listening
like
to
normal.
You talk.
Like every single day of your life, Eric.
I'm just going to go lay down in bed. You guys keep talking, and I'll just listen to you.
Yeah, you could.
You could. But luckily, there is no shortage of him talking on pretty much anything. He puts himself out there. You can listen to him on YouTube. He's got all kinds of stuff. Yep. All kinds of stuff. So again, episode 896, last episode. We took a break because I'm working like 7 days a week, so I fell asleep all the time now. You're lucky I'm awake right now, honestly.
And he doesn't even have the kid yet.
Nope, but yeah, just wait till July.
Wait till you have the kid. And then
it's gonna be Kyle and crying baby in July. So,
well, I have one just Kyle episode to do. So maybe I'll do it then.
There you go. I can't wait. I'm going to listen to that. I did not listen to my private episode because I don't hate myself that much.
Yeah, let's be honest. Yes, you do.
No, not that much. No, like, I'm not a fan of myself, but I'm not that much of a glutton for punishment.
Yeah. It's to be honest, it's tough to edit sometimes. I'm like, Kyle, just shut the fuck up.
Why are you talking? Oh, yeah, that's what you're here for.
That's the whole job.
What are we here for, Kyle? Why don't you tell us?
Is this ads? What are we?
No, we introduced what we are.
Oh, my bad. So I'm Kyle. And then that's Eric.
I'm Eric.
We're best friends. We've been friends for too long. And this is the Oh No Disc Golf Podcast. You've stumbled upon this, or you know it, and it's something you enjoy, hopefully. Or you hate listen. That I feel like that could be a...
That's like a moderate weird kink.
I mean...
But we don't kink shame. We've brought it up many times.
No.
We do not kink shame. If hating and listening to something is your kink, then more power to you.
Yeah, just good luck. That's good luck. Yeah, we do the show because we needed to talk to each other more. And we were already talking about disc golf, and now we still do. So we're 97 episodes in, and it's amazing.
Still counting down to 100.
We'll get there eventually.
Three more. And hopefully we have enough money to do minis, because I really want... I have many minis that have the Oh No sticker on it, but to have a mini that is stamped Oh No
let's just
will
do
be
it.
Like a whole new. But it'll be so much cooler if we raise the money strictly through the pennies we get from Spotify.
I kind of dig that. Yeah. Now that you
speaking
say it, that's kind
of
cool.
Pennies we get from Spotify, just fast forward through like the next minute of time.
If you don't like ads.
Yes. I mean, just do it anyway.
Yeah, just do it anyway. Just skip this.
Check out Disc Baron. Use code 155402 for 10% off. Use code ONO20 for 20% off over at frictiongloves.com. And use code ONO for free shipping on any item at our Teespring store. Check out our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube.
We have other social medias, but we will not pay attention to them.
I mean, I feel like I listed even the ones we don't pay attention to.
No, TikTok's on. Not, oh, fuck, it's on there. Oh, my God, you did say it. Never mind.
And I
said right,
Twitter.
Yep. I quit. Yep, he's right. We don't pay attention to either of those.
I'm like, I don't even know what other social medias we have.
I'm sorry, I'm stupid. I'm really dumb.
That's okay. That's usually like our go-to thing is I usually say, check out our Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And there's Twitter, TikTok.
We're usually on Instagram. I've been trying with YouTube, but I don't know.
I mean,
get YouTube, man.
Yeah. YouTube to me is from, so my buddy Anthony, and he has like the YouTube page for his daughters, his twin daughters at disc golf. And it's basically like Instagram. He says he gets his most views on YouTube when he posts a video and then also posts like a short, you know, like a reel or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, within that same time frame is about the only time he really gets a lot of views. It's basically like
a stupid algorithm.
Well, that, and it's like if you don't have like an audience built to try to build that audience is next to impossible.
Yep.
So,
hey, I'm going to keep on trying, though.
Yeah, I mean.
So go subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah. Just do it anyway, just to make us happy.
Yeah, just to. It would honestly make my day if, like, 1 to 2 people subscribed. That'd be crazy.
Maybe
I'd be happy about
three.
That. Don't you.
Don't get my hopes up. Don't you get my hopes up.
All right, next we have an amazing idea that I had earlier.
It's a new segment.
Yeah, it is a new segment. Yeah, it is, actually, thinking about it. I haven't named it yet. But if you have marijuana in any form, smoke it or eat it or whatever, do the thing.
Your preferred
or,
way.
You know, crack your beer, whatever. Do whatever makes you happy. Not crack. Don't do crack. Probably not meth.
I mean, if you're already going to do them, that's fine. Just
right.
Leave but us like, out of your motivation for it.
Don't. Yeah, I don't want to be any part of it. But if you have weed, let's smoke a bowl together real quick. I'm just going to, we're going to take like 10 seconds and just hit your bowl real quick. I'm going to hit mine.
I'm not, but that's okay. I'm here. I'm here with all of you in spirit and in audio.
Well, that's better. All right. Well, let's get to the rest of the episode.
So, most people are probably feeling this right now, but it is the official start of summertime leagues here in the armpit of Michigan, the thumb pit, as I like to call it, actually, because it's not an armpit. It's a, you know, it's like right in that little thumb pit area.
Yeah, you're like almost, it's you're basically in the thumb.
Yeah, I know. It's the that's why I call it the thumb pit.
If you
pit,
cut
right,
off your
you know?
Thumb, you'd be in it.
Yeah,
right?
So this is what we had this discussion actually with Anthony. So he started a traveling league. I believe I talked about it on my solo episode. He started a traveling league and he posted it in like all of the kind of like anywhere that we might be traveling to, just to see if anyone would be interested in also joining in. And there's a Facebook page, so I want to hear your idea on this. There's a Facebook group called Thumb Area Disc Golf. What okay. area do you think they cover for disc golf? It's not what area I already cover, just to give you that.
I don't know.
It is Port Huron. It's everything from Port Huron to Detroit. Like that section, that like hour-ish section. It's like a half circle.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I was like. I get it. Like technically it's the thumb. Like technically if you like spread the hand out, you know, it's a mitten. So if you like spread the hand out, that would be the thumb. It, like I get
right,
it.
But
why wouldn't you say Port Huron area disc golf or St. Clair area disc golf? Like you
be
are naming
specific.
It something
get
where people
niche.
Yeah, like I don't when if you say I'm going to the thumb, I'm never gonna think you're gonna be anywhere near Port Huron.
No, yeah, like so, Sandusky is probably
where you would start. I can see that. I would even say like Brown City, anywhere, even like Marlette, stuff like that. Like I could see where you're in the thumb. And then, like I said, I get it. Port Huron is part of the thumb, but it's like Port Huron is bigger than what the thumb is in my head. You know, like as far as like trying to tell my location, but
you live there for a minute, so you get it.
Yeah. But yeah, so
and this is all just Michigan fun.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not from Michigan, that didn't make any sense to you. But if you look up a map of Michigan or haven't heard this somehow, if you somehow have talked to anyone from Michigan and haven't heard that before, then
it comes up just very often.
Yeah. 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 It's always funny when, you know, at tournaments here, when people ask where you're from and you get a point on your hand.
Yeah. It's an easy map. It's always on you.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Except for when you get into like, if you get into like the finer things, you know, like there's many times where I've talked to people from the Tri-Cities and I'm like, yeah, I'm from Akron, and they haven't heard of my little tiny town.
Oh yeah, because it's a tiny, tiny, tiny town.
I get it. Yeah, it's a church, bar, post office town. As I like to,
and nothing
else. I like to refer to them as
possibly poison water.
Possibly. Not anymore. They fixed it, I hear. Well, fixed
did they?
It better. It's not like
actually fixed.
Yeah, it's not
Band-Aid
like what
fix.
It's not like what the article says, but they made it better. Anyway, so yeah, we started summer leagues now 2 weeks ago, and it's been a blast. We started off with and this is gonna sound small to a lot of people, but we live in a small town, and it is an area where disc golf hasn't really taken off yet. And so we've seen 16 and 20 people the first two nights, which when I first started it,
that's super
awesome. We were
awesome.
Seeing like 8 and like 10 and like enough to where it's like, do we want to do singles or do we want to do doubles? So to get enough for the first two nights, where it's like, you know, we're definitely doing doubles. Just it's nice. It's great to see. No new faces yet, but a lot of just like people that I haven't seen all winter because they take the winter off or whatever.
Right. But 20 people, dude, that's a lot of people. That's dope.
Yeah.
Anywhere. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's just hard, you know, because the Tri-City has such like a, I don't know, I don't want to say click about it, but like everyone in the Tri-Cities is mostly friends. Obviously, there's like a few outliers, but for the most part, everyone in the Tri-Cities friends. So if like you go to whoever's league, you know, if someone comes to your league, you try to go to their league. So they end up usually about like 30s every night, you know, like at Monday through Friday, whatever Tri-City league's going on usually ends up about 30. So, but I'm not that worried about it. You know, it's I didn't start it to get this huge group of people. I more started it to get the people who don't think that they can go to leagues or whatever, can join in and enjoy disc golf in a way that maybe they'd never seen themselves enjoying disc golf.
True story. Yeah. I feel like you've made a good group there too out of those people.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun place to be around. Everyone will happily, you know, even if it's like if it's your second time disc golfing, and I don't know why you, not to say you can't, but like I can't imagine most people second time disc golfing are thinking about going out to leagues. But if it was, more right. people, they're more than happy to kind of help you learn. Nobody's upset, you know. Like I always felt like that was a thing that was in my head of if I show up to leagues, people are going to be upset because I'm not good enough or whatever.
Right.
But yeah.
But no, it's pretty much just, yeah, they'll love you no matter
and,
what.
And
if you're not NASA.
I don't want to say that, you know, there's a lot of leagues that are out there that are like that. Obviously, there's going to be some where, or obviously, you know, you have the chance of getting paired with an asshole at almost
there's
any
assholes
league.
Everywhere.
Yeah, but, yep. but most disc golf leagues are pretty happy just to see new people into the sport.
True story.
So yeah, I so far throughout the year, the two times I placed second and third, so that was always cool. Not that I've told people so many times I don't show up to win. I just show up to have fun and yeah.
Winning is just a bonus.
It's not even winning. It's just like the feeling of being excited that I played well. You know, like it's just
yeah.
Fun, good disc golf, playing good
all
disc
the
golf
practice actually
is fun is
went to something
yeah. So yeah and
yeah
when this episode releases we will have our third weekend. I think when I put it on UDisc I think there's gonna be 28 or 29 total. I can't remember, but it like tells you now if you use UDisc for leagues. If you don't, it's really easy. I suggest it, but because it'll set events for, you know, you can say like every Thursday from this date to this date, and it'll set all those events so you don't have to remember to go in and add it like the week before or whatever.
Dude, I just thought of a random thing.
I'm listening.
So the UDisc partnered with Trash Panda to do cleanup leagues.
Yeah.
Or cleanup, yeah, course cleanup leagues or events. So it's now in the app. If you want to do a course cleanup, you can do so and like have people come through UDisc, which is awesome.
So wait, now it's like it's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Where is that? Oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I had to make an event. I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
That is wild. Oh, they have all kinds
so you
of
can...
stuff. I never checked that out.
Yep, so check out UDisc. They have a bunch of random shit. They're a really great company, and they have a huge following. So I can't wait to hear the numbers of like how many courses were cleaned. Very, very proud and just happy that that person exists.
So I'm just, while I have it open, I'm just going to list to you guys what now you can search through for events. But you can search for tournaments, leagues, PGA sanctioned tournaments, cleanup, glow, clinics, women's only, and charity events. All like you can now sort through that on UDisc. So that is
pretty soon we're not gonna need disc golf scene.
Yeah, I like disc golf scene still. It's like kind of shitty, but at the same time, I still kind of like it. I know I'm a loser,
but like can you imagine if it was just all unified on one app? That'd be nice.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, but they'll still have like you know, you'll still have what's it called PGA. You know, all the PGA stuff isn't on UDisc.
Right. Could be though.
It could, yeah. It's just you guys figure it out. You guys do the logistics of it. Someone buy someone.
You know, we know you're listening, UDisc.
Merge.
Monopoly.
Speaking of people who listen, I I got a good suggestion for the Disc Golf Network. Because you guys like our suggestions. You guys have listened to a lot of our suggestions. And in the future, you guys should work towards two broadcasts. One that follows just the lead card. And one that follows... Or you could do first and second card. Because then that'll probably... if you don't do it, it'll probably end up with a lot of commercials. As you can tell, this isn't like super sorts. Thought through.
Yeah, you didn't think about this at all before you started speaking, did you?
I mean, yes, but as far as I thought of it was just do one card, the first card by itself, and then do like all the extra stuff. Like whoever's performing hot, throw it on like another broadcast. But maybe do first and second, chase and lead card, and then also whoever else is like performing hot have a camera on them. But there's
a lot of people.
There's just a lot of jumping around. I know it's not gonna be like this year, maybe probably not even next year, but I think it should be something that Disc Golf Network should work towards, just because if you're trying to watch live coverage, it's a lot of like jumping around from camera to camera. And while I can get over it, it's also not like super pleasant all the time.
It's true.
Also, before that, figure out your signal. I don't know what you have to do. I'm not that guy, but a lot of people are going to get upset if they can't watch crystal clear disc golf. I don't get it. It doesn't bother me that much, but you know, it does bother
me. But they've been doing it since like the 90s. So I think you guys can figure it out.
Yeah. I don't even mind watching like pixelated, you know, because it really isn't that much. It's usually in like the same spot every time, where it's just like wherever they don't get good enough.
It's just cell phone coverage.
Uh-huh, and I get it.
They have a cell phone. They have a booster. Don't get me wrong. They're trying.
Yeah.
It's.
But what's annoying is the people. Yeah. Then it's like I don't know how many posts I seen on Facebook that was like, is anyone else's coverage pixelated? I'm like, well, yeah, a little bit, but for the most part, it's like I missed one shot, you know, every couple holes. Like, it's not that big of a deal for me. Like, I can, you know, like I figured out the result of it. You know, it's not like seeing that one shot made or broke the tournament for me. So,
but it could have.
It could have, I guess. But then I could have just probably watched it on Joma's.
True
story. And then on your card, the Disc Golf Fantasy app, if you guys haven't started it yet, I just wanted to give you a look into my leagues. I'm in first in one of them. I don't know. I didn't even look at like the deficit, or not the deficit, my lead on it. And then in the other one, in Casey White's league, I'm in second, but there is 1,000 points in between me in second and the guy in first, and there is less points in between me and the guy who's in last, which is like 15th. Not less, but almost. Like, it's like 1,500
points.
So there's
a chance.
Yeah, like,
you could win.
There's also a chance that I come in last, because...
That's true.
But, yeah, and his team, what he is focused on is he has kept Kristen Tatar in his lineup, I think, every single time, which makes sense. And then he's just picked, like, I think he switched everything else every round except for Kristen Tatar. So where's that?
Hey, so that's your rock.
I did the same thing, but with Calvin Heimberg, is I've switched everyone else around, but I've kept Calvin Heimberg. And I've kept Caroline Henderson because she's so cheap. And she's still, like,
hell yeah.
She's not, like, winning, but she's always pretty high up there, so.
Close. Yeah.
It's like what do they call it? Studs and duds? Is that what they call it in fantasy football?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's what, not that she's a dud. She's just cheap, so.
That's rude, Eric.
So yeah. If you haven't started, you know, there's still time to start. There's free leagues starting every week, and or you can play against the pros.
That sounds fun.
No.
I haven't done it yet, but I might.
Never too late.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying it's never too late.
It is true. Thank you again to... What was his name?
Zach Wendell.
Zach. I'm so bad at names.
Okay.
Thank you, Zach, for the hat is literally probably one of the most comfortable hats I've ever worn in my life. I love it. It's actually pretty sweet. It has Velcro on the back, but it has a bunch of holes to keep your head cool. And it's always hot here. And all of the hats kind of suck, to be honest, that I've tried on before.
You get too sweaty.
But
sweaty head.
Yeah, I always get sweaty and just like hot. But this one's really nice.
Hell yeah. And have you thrown the discs?
Not
at all?
A ton, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have thrown them, but not... I wanted to like take pictures and stuff before I like actually
talked about
them
too much.
Yeah.
God, the Cervini is so good. It's still like... There's times where I throw the Cervini and I'm like, I can't make another disc. I can't make any other disc do that.
Oh, I can't wait to throw
so
it more.
Good. So good.
I think I threw it like once.
So good.
It was really windy.
Oh, yeah. Nope. The Cervini doesn't mix with the wind very well. Unless you got a tailwind.
Yeah,
if you have
yeah.
like a ripping tailwind, maybe, but.
Hey, you guys remember that I was going to, or that we were going to do a giveaway for friction gloves?
Did we talk about it on here?
We talked about it on one of the episodes. Yeah,
I
don't
remember
which one.
If we did or not, or if we just talked about.
I'm pretty sure
how we were going to reach out.
Pretty sure
to
we talked about it.
Okay, that makes sense because I, you know, it's not like that. Probably what would lead into us saying we now have a code for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I finally reached out to them. It's been over a year. No worries. So they're going to send out some gloves to me so we can give them away. So very excited about that. We'll talk about that more once they get here.
Maybe next year. It might be next year.
It could be next year. Time is crazy, guys. I don't know. It just goes so fast. It
does. Blink. Like, we've been doing this podcast for too long.
Too long.
Has it been 3 years?
Also, I think it's season 3 now. I'm going to change it, I think.
Is this the start?
But we should
of,
make a big deal
this
about
is the,
it.
This is the start of 3 years, right? Like, you know, February was the start of 3 years.
Was it?
I think, because didn't we start like...
That's crazy.
Did we start before? We started after...
We started on Valentine's Day, didn't we?
Yeah, but we started after COVID.
We recorded like 5 episodes.
Yeah, we started after COVID. So yeah, but yes. This is like the start of... So we just finished 2 years in February. So this is like the start of the third year. So the start of the third season.
Count it.
So.
Maybe that'll be the title. Who knows?
Who knows? Couple months late, but that's okay.
Count it.
I've also, as we've talked about before,
that's how we roll, Eric.
That is, that's pretty much our shtick now.
It could have been 2 years, you know, 3 years.
Yeah, and there's some podcasts that if they don't have like a reason to make seasons, so it's all just one big season.
I think it's kind of fun to go by year, but
yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to be perfect on it. It's not like we're not affecting anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. Like they've just been waiting.
Right. They're like, I'm not listening until there's a third season.
Like they have to put out a third season. This is bullshit.
I'm going to hate listen to the third season.
I have a weird fetish. Don't you patronize me.
As we've talked about before, we're big into skateboarding, and so one of my favorite things is to watch Epically Latered. It's basically just like, what's that called? A biography on like old skateboarders. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like how they look back now on like what it was, and watching them reminds me so much of Scott Stokely's book. And I think that's part of why I enjoy it, is because disc golf back then to me felt like a lot more closer to like the old school skateboarding scene. And whatever Brian Earhart's podcast is, I can't think of the name of it. I thought I was going to look it up, and then I think we made the jokes that it was like we could just say it's Brian Earhart's podcast and they'll know enough.
People would get it.
But all he does is he invites pros on to talk about their original like touring years, and he has a lot of the people on are like the Paul Ulibarris and the Greg Barsby and the people who were doing it before it was a real job, or you know, like where you could make good money doing it. And it reminds me so much of like the Jamie Thomases and Andrew Reynolds and stuff like that when they were like
very similar storylines.
Yeah because now it's like
lots of parallels.
If you can become a pro skater, you can make millions of dollars, and same with disc golfers. You know, I mean, disc golf is still nowhere in the realm of how popular skateboarding is, but it's,
give it time.
Yeah, it is similar. And as much as I like to see the sport growing in that direction, I think listening to the people who were at the roots of it are some of the most interesting stories you'll hear. Because it's like they weren't doing it in like the possibilities of making all that money. They were doing it because they loved it more than anything else ever, you know, like
true story. Like, it was probably a horrible financial decision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yep. And I mean, and like, you know, even like hearing like Ezra Aderholt's story about how he toured in his Prius until he could get the deal. Like, it was at the point where he knew all he had to do was keep holding off and make money. But even just hearing his story about how he held off is like, is cool to me, because he's like, I really like this. You know, I'm going to struggle for a while, but I'll be fine eventually, kind of thing.
Struggle's totally worth it, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you like skateboarding at all, I highly suggest looking up Epically Latered. It's very enjoyable. You can watch it on YouTube. Just hearing them talk about it is just like a whole new... I didn't give much of a shit about it at all when I was skateboarding. I just wanted to see them skate, kind of thing. But
right,
hearing their story, it makes it cooler.
I dig it.
So do we do a countdown for this one, or do we just...
Let's just roll into it. We didn't do a top five.
No top five.
But we're just going to like... ask each other questions, maybe.
Yeah. So we'll throw this in. We talked about doing interviews of each other as like a way to break up kind of the typical episodes we do, but neither of us want a full episode to just focus on ourselves. I didn't enjoy the 20 minutes I talked, and that wasn't even like someone was asking me questions. So we figured we're just going to do mini interviews throughout episodes when we can't think of like really funny top fives.
Because I thought about it for a while. I could not come up with a good top five. If you have a good top five.
Always taking suggestions.
Send it on. Yeah. Send it on Instagram for us.
It doesn't even have to be a top five. You can just be like, I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this. And if it's something we want to talk about, we'll throw it in. If not, maybe we'll make fun of the topic.
We might do both. Yeah. Eric, what is the best thing that's happened to you since we last spoke, which was like We had a good little gap there, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked. I think we talked on the phone 2 times since then. I think 1 time it was really short, but...
Yeah.
Best thing that happened to me since we left.
Some kind of happy something.
I'm gonna give like my quick answer, and then I'm gonna try to think of something better. But at the first week of leagues, I shot. I don't even know. I just remember my partner talking about it. But we at like hole 11 or something, we were 8 down through 11, and I shot 7 of the birdies solo. So that was like,
hey,
that was pretty cool. But I bring it up now and I feel like I'm bragging about myself, but I just want to make everyone know that I was not focused on that stat at all. Like and my partner was Tyler Brandel. He's usually like the person, like the first year we put it on, he won 9 times out of 10. He was like in the top 1 or 2. And so
he's the Calvin Heinberg of your league.
So he was always, he was just talking about how he didn't do anything all the time. And I just ignored it. So I was like, it doesn't matter because we're partners. So if you're not doing it, you know, if we're doing it together, regardless or whatever, but that was, it was nice to just shoot really well, start off this season hot. And other than that, I mean, we got news today from the doctor that the baby's measuring really well and the heartbeat's really strong.
Hey, that's
so
good.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's been a rough 2 weeks. It's just been a lot of work the last 2 weeks, and it's just been.
Hey, you got through it.
Yeah, and it's not like anything bad has happened either. It's just been like,
no, but just like
a grog.
Life is just a slog sometimes.
So yeah, that's about it. What about you? What's the best thing that happened to you since we last spoke?
I went and tried to clean up Expo Park. So I started my cleanup league again.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty just excited to be getting trash out of the environment.
Was there a lot of trash?
Oh, fuck yeah. Expo's the worst.
Yeah.
But I, you know, got my waders and I did it for way too long and it was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Did you get the 2 discs back to their owners? Oh, I'm not supposed to know about that. Did you find any discs? I'm just kidding.
It's fine. I found 3 as I was fishing. And I've gotten... one is going to be getting back to its owner tomorrow. One hasn't texted me back yet, so... kind of almost hoping that he doesn't text me. And the other one didn't have a number. Hooray.
Hooray. That can be the...
fancy.
They can...
If I don't like it when I'm throwing it, I'll give it away.
No, one of the things that me and my buddy Nate do is we, whatever disc we find, you know, like for a while, as long as it's like beat in and we can't, we can't return it or whatever, that'll be like a trophy. So whoever... So, like, you know, let's say me and Nate play, whoever wins gets to keep that disc and then has to throw it on the next, you know, at the next round or whatever. Like, has to throw it on one hole at the next round. And then, so if he beats me, he gets to keep the disc. And then, you know, and we switch back and forth on whoever won that round. So maybe you can start that up. Whoever's first at the trash leagues, you know, gets to take the disc home. And if they come back, then... you know, they have to throw it on one of the holes at the trash league. And if you lose it, well, then fish it out of the pond when you pick up trash.
They are really stinky discs.
No, I bet.
I clean them, and they still stink.
Yeah, soak them in some lotion.
Expo's nasty.
I don't even want to. This is gross. Ew.
Yeah.
I can smell
it's like,
it through the microphone.
Yeah. I can taste it. It's bad. It smells like mold, probably.
Mold? No, I can like picture that like mucky water smell.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah, no, I can just envision it.
But it is the best place in the Denver area to fish for discs.
Because no one wants to go in that water because they're afraid of.
No one ever. Dude, no one wants to go in that water.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to catch something from that. But luckily, like Kyle had his waders.
Full blown. Yeah. Big time.
Nasty. I unfortunately didn't get out to do any course cleanup, but we're gonna do something here in Cass City soon.
It's all good. It was.
I wanted to, but I just celebration. Could not get myself out.
It had snowed the night before.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It was bad. Yeah. It was a really bad time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone, ever.
Picking up trash is already not much fun, but doing it in the snow.
It sucks. Yeah. It really does. I had fun, but I think, you know, pretty much anybody else in the world would have just not even thought about going out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, but I already planned it. Right. So
you're like, well, I'm going out no matter what.
It could be
nothing stopping me.
The apocalypse, and I would have still tried probably.
World burning around him, and he's just out here grabbing trash.
This is fine.
Right, we'll pick 6 disc golfers to go on each dollar bill. So on the 1, the 5, the 10, 20, 50, and $100 bill.
All right, you go number 1.
Hmm.
You go with the number.
Oh,
the
what?
$1.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll go. So start. We'll both name off our $1 one.
Yeah. Well.
So it's George Washington is on the $1 bill, right?
Right.
Ed Hedrick. Then I feel like that just makes sense.
Tell me why.
Because George Washington was the first president, and Ed Hedrick started like the PDGA.
Excellent reasoning. Good job.
So I just feel like that's easy. That's like an easy.
Yeah, no, that's so easy. I was thinking more like, I don't know, man. Because so yeah, who's cheap?
Who's cheap?
Like if you went to a restaurant with one PDGA person. Who would go to like the cheapest, like go to McDonald's, you know?
Young Chris Dickerson.
Ooh. I could see that.
Yeah, he's
I could see him slamming Arby's.
He's famous for that's why they call him the robot chicken, is because when he was on tour when he was young, all he wanted to do was eat chicken. Like whatever like the closest chicken restaurant was, that's what he wanted. He wanted deep fried chicken.
I like that, but it's kind of weird, but I kind of like that. All right, what's next?
$5 bill. So Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to go with.
Somebody who got shot in the head.
I can't confirm or deny that this guy got shot in the head, but I was going to go with like Barry Schultz, like.
You just gonna pick a bunch of old guys?
No, just as I'm just getting started. I haven't even really right, put too right, much thought right. into this. I can tell. No, I haven't. I only started thinking about who I was gonna put on the $5 bill after I answered Ed Hedrick.
I can think about the $100. That's the only one I can think of.
Okay, well then we gotta build up to that. So,
all right.
I got Barry Schultz, and the reason why I'm putting Barry Schultz is because he's like. Everyone knows him, but they don't know everything about him. You know, like they've seen his name on like leopards and stuff like that. And I feel like that's kind of the same as Abraham Lincoln, is everyone knows what he's famous for, being shot in the head and abolishing slavery, but nobody really knows Abraham Lincoln.
I love it. He's a vampire. I saw it in a movie.
No, Vampire Hunter. That's true. Vampire Hunter.
Oh. That sounds like a different movie.
Way different. Maybe there's a movie where he's a vampire
who also slays vampires.
That is the story of Blade. So,
all right. So Blade, but Abraham Lincoln.
All right. Who are you putting on the $5 bill?
I don't know. I'm just gonna go with yours.
No. Okay.
Well, how about the? We'll skip 10. Fuck tens.
Tens. I'm gonna just.
I hate $10
bills. I'm gonna throw Big Germ. I'm gonna throw Big Germ on the 10. One time
for a 10?
USDGC championship. I don't even know who's on the $10 bill. So I'm throwing Big Germ on there because it's like he's like
you can tell Eric did not plan this.
He's like the Ben Franklin, except Ben Franklin's on the $100 bill. But anyway, it's like all of them are presidents, and like all of the one I'm gonna pick probably are like at least have won a world championship, except for Big Germ.
All right,
so that's why he's on the 10.
All right, let's move on to 20.
Andrew Jackson, right? Isn't he on the 20?
Dude, that's crazy. He was just a genocidal fuck. Anyway.
So we got to pick a genocidal fuck.
Pick a genocidal fuck. Is Nico?
Sure, yeah. We'll put Nico. We can throw Nico on the $20 bill.
We could never have him on. I feel bad. I've said so many things.
We could have him on. We just can't tell him to listen to any of the old episodes.
I like him. Don't get me wrong. He's dumb, but I like him. All right, Nico on the 20.
Nico's...
Are we skipping the 50?
No, we're not skipping the 50. No, nope, I'm not. We're not skipping the 50. Paul Macbeth has to go on 50? The 50.
Who's on the 50?
Paul Macbeth.
No, I mean, before we changed it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either, Eric.
It's definitely not Paul Macbeth. Damn is it. All I know.
All right, well.
But Paul Macbeth is on sense. The disc golf $50 bill.
All right, that counts. Count it.
And is there anyone the else 100. You can put on the $100 bill except for Ken Climo?
It's a huge thing.
Ken Climo.
I was going to say Matty O.
Okay. Matty O's cool too, but then that ruins my whole reason why I put Big Germ on it.
Good. Let's make it not make sense.
Okay. Well, I'm not putting Matty O on mine. Ken Climo's going on the $100 bill for mine. He has won 12 world championships. You can put all the asterisks you want on every single fucking world championship he has, but the fact of the matter is he won them. You
look forward to our fake dollars and 50s and all of the things that we've chosen. We're gonna put it into circulation.
Useless and, S. Grant is on the $50 bill.
It goes in a circle. It goes in a circle.
I don't understand how this works.
I don't understand how finances work.
Maybe you should just order a bottle of wine instead of just slamming singular glasses.
Go watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia after this episode. And the Scott Stokes scoots.
What was that?
Fuck. Scott Stokely episode. Fucking tits. I tried so hard.
That was so funny.
Hard. That was bad.
wild
dude. Eric, how do you define happiness? Because and this question came up with Scott Stokely. He just I don't know how we got there, but we got there. So he defined his.
Somehow, I don't remember what he said, but somehow I like find myself thinking of the Pineapple Express quote of, I feel like a slice of butter melting on a big old pile of flapjacks. And I feel like that's a pretty decent way to define happiness. Not in like, that's what makes me happy, but when it's just, it's like such a, it's such a simple thing. So do you eat waffles? I know you do.
Yeah.
Do you put butter on, butter on your waffles?
No, I don't. Okay,
never mind. Then you won't get this. But for me, it's like, just like pancakes and waffles or whatever and syrup is fine. But butter is like that extra bit, you know? So like, happiness to me is just that little extra, you know? Like, I'm a negative person. Like, don't get me wrong. We post and talk about positivity, but I'm a pessimist. I'm always thinking of the worst.
I feel like we would have killed ourselves already if we were like the negativity podcast.
Like, we would have killed the podcast.
You know what I mean? Like, episode one, it would have been over.
Yeah, no.
Just joking, by the way.
I'm a pessimist in my head, but at the same time, like, I don't want other people to feel that way. So I try to lead by example if I can. So most of the time, while I may not be the happiest all the time, I'm fine. You know, like, there's nothing really that's bothering me. So it just takes that little bit of extra, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just a nice day while I get a disc golf. Maybe it's just a few extra friends while I get a disc golf. Happiness is disc golf. Yep.
Name a thing. It's good. Yeah, happiness is disc golf, huh?
Yep. But yeah, just that little bit extra, which that's what butter is melting on flapjacks. It's just, it adds in that little bit of saltiness to go with the sweet that is syrup. Did any of that make sense?
That's a great answer. I got it. I don't know if anybody else is going to get it.
I hope you guys got it. If not, I'll explain it in worse words if you message me. Just kidding. I'll literally listen to this and type it out word for word to you on Instagram.
I love it. No, you wouldn't. That's a lie. You'd never listen to this.
Right. You're absolutely right. Now I just have to like send it through a voice distorter so I don't realize it's me.
Oh, yeah. If you speed it up.
Yeah, there you go.
Just speed it up.
Or slow it down way down so I sound
way.
How do you define happiness? Or a wagging dog tail?
Usually it's happy dogs, and it's just like, I like quality time with my partner and I don't know, outdoor activities and just trying to busy myself until the inevitable death. It's great. I don't know, man. Like, what?
I don't know.
Happiness
this is your
is, it's difficult.
It's difficult to define.
I think it's just chemicals in your brain at the end of the day. And
now I feel so whole lot more depressed about being happy.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
But it's good. Just try. I liked Eric's answer, and I need to probably do this more often. Just, you know, appreciate the little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start putting butter on your fucking waffles. Stuff. What is wrong with you, you monster?
Put butter on my waffles. I'm going to buy some waffles. I don't have any right now. I'm going to buy some waffles tonight. And put some butter on.
Is it just you want to eat so you don't even think about putting butter? Or is it like,
I don't eat them with syrup. They're so sweet and just like tasty by themselves. I just eat them.
Crazy. I mean, to be fair,
I'm a crazy person.
To be fair, I have never done that. So maybe I'm just taking the extra steps to where it's like, I don't even need to do it.
Yeah. It's totally just extra calories for no reason.
I'm okay with that. I don't eat a lot of pancakes and waffles, and not, it's not that I have anything against them. I just don't do it.
Eric, I think that's about it.
Nope.
We can get to more questions, but we can save them for next time.
Nope, I want to hear your answers for this.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, what's your...
Adidas?
For the shoes.
For the Terexes. I don't need a clothing one. We have a clothing store.
Teespring.
Teespring.com. Oh, yeah, Teespring. Oh, that was the worst plug ever. I tried.
It's okay.
I can't even get through it. I hate ads so much. Anyway. what's retail mean?
Doesn't necessarily manufacture them.
Hey, I've been wearing Terminal Velocity merch, so.
So, like, we're.
Let's
we
go.
Are, we have a retail sponsor.
They're nice, too. Don't get me wrong. They didn't send me a free hat. Can I. If they sent me a free hat, I would talk really nicely about them, too, probably. I'm not a shill, but I like free hats. Gray. Give me gray and give me plain. The one that's not out yet.
Oh, okay. Fair. That is fair. I'm going to go with Discmania still. Retail, probably going to go with Terminal Velocity.
You have to go with this. Eric, go with Despair.
No, that's okay. They're all right. They're a good shop, but they're not the best sponsor. I'll be completely honest. They're not going to listen to this, and that's okay.
Our code is 155402. Why? But that's not helpful.
And it was too late to where now they're not changing any codes. So I'll tell you about it once we're done. Anyway, clothing.
I also called them Dick Baron.
Yeah, that might be why. Clothing. I'm going to go with Carhartt, because I like Carhartt stuff.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of Carhartt stuff that I'd like to buy, but it's too expensive, and I'm not going to buy it because I have to spend all that money on my very expensive shoes, Vivo Barefoot shoes.
Totally worth it.
It is, honestly, so... I feel like I told you this, but maybe I just have told like 4 people so far this week. And I don't remember who they all were. So I've been wearing my disc golf shoes to work. And
yeah, you did
tell
me.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell the podcast.
It's okay, though. You can tell. Yeah. Tell the audience.
I've been wearing my disc golf shoes to work, which I have all Vivo Barefoot shoes now. But my disc golf shoes are like a different model or whatever. And my legs and feet feel way better than they did in my work boots. So that was exciting for me.
Moral of the story, fuck work boots.
Yeah, but even like my work boots are super light. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think I told you it's like maybe because I'm wearing my disc golf shoes, I'm like, oh, I got to stand on the anti-fatigue mats more. But I don't know. Right. I'm not really sure. But it's great.
You played yourself, son.
I deal with a lot of leg and feet pain for my entire life. So anything that brings me a little bit of relief is like phenomenal. And that's episode 97.
I'm standing on an anti-fatigue pad right now.
I'm sitting down.
Everybody needed to know that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's not a terrible.
Get anti-fatigue mats if you stand a lot because they do help.
They're awesome. They're so nice.
Yeah.
I do a permanent standing desk, so I do a lot of standing.
I don't get it.
I love it.
Wild.
All right, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hopefully you enjoyed all that bullshitting.
We did a while. So.
What else you got, Eric? Anything?
That's it. Tune in next week. Probably have some guests coming back soon. And I don't know. Get out there, throw some frisbees, or don't. Whatever brings you happiness.
Whatever makes you
as
happy.
As long as it doesn't hurt other people.
There you go. Good job, Eric.
And
we made it full circle.
See you next week.
We'll catch you on the flip side.